This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. So we're about to rewind a little bit, but we're rewinding for the purpose of looking forward, if you will. Isn't that such a hippy-dippy way to describe something? Now, the something we're going to get to is, in Texas, there's a Senate race. Remember, one-third of the Senate is up for re-election every 2 years. One-third every 2 years. There's a rotation. 2026 is Texas's year. So there's a Republican primary, and John Cornyn's probably going to lose, but that's another story. And there's a Democrat primary. Now, there's been a bit of controversy over the last 24 hours, controversy that's gone national. Maybe you're not aware of it. But there is really a two-person Democrat primary in Texas. You know one of these people, the other one you do not. You know Jasmine Crockett.
People be sexting.
Yes, that Jasmine Crockett. Congresswoman from Texas decided she's going to try to be a senator. Who you don't know, unless you're in Texas, then maybe you do, is a guy, he's in the Texas State Legislature, James Tallarico. I've played some audio bits from him before on the show because he's one of these demons who tells you the Bible says your abortion is fine. He's just one of those types. But it doesn't matter. What you should know about him is, one, what I've already told you, and two, very capable politically, very capable. Knows how to sell it, knows how to talk. Don't get me wrong, he's not going to win the general. Don't worry, don't panic. But he's a capable politician, right? And if you are anybody with half a brain, you would look at the two candidates. You'd look at this one.
People be sexting.
And James Tallarico, and you would say, okay, which Democrat has a snowball's chance in Hades of actually winning a Senate seat in Texas, a red state? It's probably going to go red again. If you're a Democrat strategist with an IQ above an amoeba, you understand that there's no chance Jasmine Crockett can win. James Tallarico probably doesn't have much of a chance either. Jasmine Crockett has none. Zero, zip, zilch. We're not buying ghetto fabulous here in the state of Texas. It will not work. Okay. Now, that's the modern thing, and we'll get to the audio and things like that. I want to first brag about me, though. No, I'm kidding, Chris. I'm actually kidding. I'm mostly kidding. Mostly kidding, I should say. Remember way, way back when, and I mean way back when, I think it was 2022 maybe, when I started saying loudly and publicly, including right here on this show, that Joe Biden was not going to run for re-election. Now, we were only 2 years into Joe Biden's presidency, and sitting presidents always, always run for re-election. You can count the times on like one hand where they haven't run for re-election, because the odds are you'll win re-election. What an outlandish, ridiculous thing for me, idiot community college radio host. What a dumb thing to come on the air and say. Joe Biden's not going to run for re-election. And oh, man. Did I get it? Both barrels from everybody. That's so stupid. I can't count how many people said that. As you know, it didn't bother me, but that's so... Jesse's being an idiot. He's just saying that for attention. What an idiot. Over and over and over again, I told you he's not going to run. He's not going to run. And of course, in the end, He didn't run. How did I know? Did I have an inside source in the White House that told me? No, not at all. Here's what I know. I know that the system, our evil communist system where communists control the institutions, it is not now, nor has it ever been, loyal to anyone, even the people who, quote, lead it. The system exists only to protect itself, only to protect and promote the revolution. And it doesn't matter how many years of faithful service you have given to the revolution. You have never, ever done anything to badmouth the revolution. You have been the revolution's peak warrior. You are now the loudest voice of the revolution. Surely the revolution will reward me with some loyalty. But the revolution is demonic. And demons don't do loyalty. The revolution is all that matters. As my buddy Phil has said time and time again, it's a wonderful quote. I wish I came up with it myself. He said, the only great thing about communism is all the communism is killed. When Pol Pot, I forget the exact number now, it's been a couple years, when Pol Pot took over Cambodia, when his communists took over Cambodia, I believe there were 22 members of the Central Committee, the leaders. You know, these were the guys who fought in the revolution. They now led it. By the end of year one, 18 were dead. Year one. You know how many communists were slaughtered by other communists in the Soviet Union? Do you know how many members of Mao's Red Guard were killed by other members of Mao's Red Guard? Mao took a fellow communist, a diabetic, locked him in a jail cell, a guy who had fought tooth and nail with him, and set up a video camera and denied him insulin so he could watch and enjoy his torturous death. And every single idiot communist in history has somehow convinced themselves that their fight for the revolution has earned them loyalty. All the years of service has earned them loyalty. They'll never turn on me. I've been doing this. Don't you remember when I led this? But I'm doing this. Haven't you heard what my title is? Demons don't care what your title is. If you don't believe me, I would invite you to ask a former Democrat, if you know one, and I know plenty, ask a former Democrat how they were treated by their other Democrats, not when they changed sides, when they first started suggesting things that were counter to the accepted Democrat narrative. Hey, I'm really nice about immigration, and I want to be welcoming and nice, but maybe we should deport the murderers. I don't think the murderers should stay here. You'll get destroyed for that as a Democrat. Destroyed for that. Remember what our friend Yuri Bezmenov, former communist, he defected to the West. Remember what he said happens to these loyal revolutionaries.
So-called academic circles. Cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie. These are the most recruitable people, people who lack moral principles, who are either too greedy or too suffer from self-importance. They feel that they matter a lot. These are the people who KGB wanted very much to recruit.
But to eliminate the others, to execute the others, don't they serve some purpose? Wouldn't they be the ones they rely on?
They serve purpose only at the stage of destabilization of a nation. For example, your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion, only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninists has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
Every communist from the Soviet Union to China to East Germany to Cambodia to Venezuela to Cuba to the United States of America today, every communist has convinced himself that he is simply indispensable to the revolution and that his loyalty to that sick demonic religion will be repaid. And we have a dumb communist in Texas by the name of Jasmine Crockett who's finding out what Joe Biden found out. That's just not true. We'll play you the audio next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. A hump day. You need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. We have to do it on Thursday this week. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So, what's happening in Texas? What's happening with all this? James Tallarico is going up against Jasmine Crockett. They want to be the Democrat nominee for Senate in Texas. James Tallarico is somebody anyone with a brain realizes at least might have a chance in the general election. Probably not a good chance, but might have a chance. Jasmine Eyelashes has no chance whatsoever. Absolutely not. The market for angry, loud black woman is very, very small in the United States of America. It'll play really well to a very select audience, but overall, it's not a very appealing thing in the world. You don't know, girl. No, nobody wants to be around that. No, nobody. Absolutely nobody at all. So what to do? What to do? Well, Democrats, you see, they're getting some polling that makes them very uncomfortable. The polling is showing that Democrat voters in the state of Texas, they might prefer Jasmine Crockett. Democrat voters are insane. You know they're going to get all the black Democrats in Texas, every one of them, because black Democrats vote insanely tribally. They'll go, what percentage of the white Democrat base is laden with white guilt? What percentage? A huge percentage, right? James Tallarico is the obvious choice, but that's not really what Democrats are showing they prefer right now. So a massive effort has officially been launched to make James Tallarico the nominee and not Jasmine Crockett. What happened? James Tallarico got invited on Stephen Colbert's show to pump up his campaign. Well, you're not legally allowed to do that if you don't invite the primary opponent on as well. If you're Stephen Colbert, because it's public airwaves, you can't just have one of the two candidates on. You have to have them both on. So James Tallarico went on Stephen Colbert and CBS couldn't air it because they didn't have Jasmine Crockett on. And of course, James Tallarico is trying to sell it like this.
And I know viewers outside of Texas and in Texas are looking at you and the other Democratic candidates running and wondering, is this the year? Is this the year when the Democrats can finally win statewide in Texas again? And just to set up the degree of difficulty, as you know, it's been 38 years since a Democrat won a Senate election in Texas.
Well, I think the reason the Trump administration and their billionaire friends are trying to silence me and this movement is because they're worried that we are going to flip Texas in November of this year. There is a growing backlash across our state to the extremism and the corruption in our government. And we are building a movement to take back our state and take back our country.
Trying to silence me, he's talking about the fact that CBS didn't air it. Only CBS didn't air it, and it's not because of Donald Trump. They're not allowed to air it. Jasmine Crockett, she's a little miffed. Why wasn't she invited on?
We did receive information suggesting that the federal government did not shut down this segment, number one. That is my understanding, that the federal government didn't shut this down. And we will do an official statement once we get another official statement that we anticipate is going to be coming from Paramount. All right, so we will read what they say, and then we'll go from there. It is our understanding that Colbert...
This reminds me of boot camp, the plane going by. Anyway.
Either Mr. Colbert or CBS decided that they just didn't want the Paramount.
Okay, you can't hear a thing. What she says, basically, is... The federal government didn't shut it down, like James Tallarico says. They're not trying to silence him. They didn't want to invite me on, so they chose not to interview me. James Tallarico has become the Democrat darling Jasmine Crockett thought she was going to be, and James Tallarico has become the Democrat darling simply because they think he's more useful to the revolution than Jasmine Crockett is. And for somebody like Jasmine Crockett, I mean, this is a low-life scumbag human being who would do anything for the revolution. She would say anything for the revolution. There's nothing beneath Jasmine Crockett except maybe fasting. Absolutely nothing at all. Yet... Now the system, she's watching all these powerful Democrats, all these powerful entities put her on the shelf, and she doesn't understand what is happening, Jasmine. In fact, every communist listening to me now, they're not loyal to you. The revolution is all that matters. The mafia boss doesn't ever get to gather the troops together and tell them all the family's going straight. No more stealing, no more murdering. We only legal things, because the mafia boss would simply be killed the next day. Because protecting the family is all that matters. There's no loyalty in the revolution. Sorry, Jasmine. Back to the House of Representatives you go. Emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We'll get to high tax places like New York and California, Massachusetts and Colorado and others. But I owe you some emails. Hey, Jesse. I was driving to the grocery store this morning and I found myself behind a minivan with a sticker on the back window that read Baby Trans on board. Though I never wanted children myself, I can't wrap my head around this. How could someone want to mutilate their own babies? I've heard you talk about the Aztecs sacrificing babies. I listened to your talk with Buck Sexton on Tuesday, but even though I understand the principle behind being brainwashed, I still can't get my gut to understand. It makes me want to vomit. Says I can say her name. Her name is Jennifer. Okay, well, first of all, Jennifer, and everyone who feels like that, you say you can't get your gut to fully understand why a parent would chop up their own child. You know, that's probably a good thing, right? It's probably a good thing that you can't understand. What's a good example of this? I've expressed this to you before. The whole child predator thing, especially with all the Epstein stuff in the news. I mean, I understand wealthy, powerful men doing bad stuff. I get that. I understand wealthy, powerful guy getting seduced by a supermodel. I get that. I'm a flesh and blood American male. I get that. When I'm confronted with the evil of these people who hurt kids, I can't get it. I don't understand. And The reason I said that to you is because that is something my wife said to me a long time ago when she was watching some horrible thing about a child predator. And I said that to her just basically the same way I just said it to you. Help me understand. Who would ever look at a child like that? I don't get it. And she said, well, that's probably good that you don't get it. Let me explain the whole child trans thing as best as I possibly could. How could a parent do that on purpose to their own child? How could that be possible? Well, children are wonderful, right? Wonderful. They should be treasured and loved and protected. And this ain't no father of the year talking to you here, but I do love my buddies. Many, many ways as I've failed them, I do love them a lot, and they know it. But children are also not a religion, not for most people. Now, I know you may know a parent. Maybe you are a parent who struggles with this. Maybe the kids almost become one. But human beings, all human beings, we are created this way. We are created to serve something higher than ourselves. We just are. That's why throughout history, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter what part of the planet you're on, what period of time you're on, you will find that human beings worshipped something. Something of some kind. All of them. Different kinds of worship, but all of them worship something. Why? That's remarkably consistent, wouldn't you agree? That the Aborigines 1,500 years ago in Australia had a religious belief system. The Romans had a belief system. Americans have a belief system. The various Indian tribes, of which there were many in the Americas, had a belief. How is it possible that there's that common of a thread throughout all human beings? I've never once in my life read about an atheistic society, ever. I know there are atheists. Maybe you're one. I get that. That's not what I'm saying. But how is this what all mankind does? Because you are created, it is inside of you, it is inevitable, you will worship something you consider to be higher than yourself. All right? Now, if that something is, I'm not even going to use the term communism, although you know I love that term. If that something is this cultural Marxist movement thing. Now, I don't understand how you could ever worship such a thing, but if that is your something, let's say you are a miserable suburban woman. You watch The View all day long. You listen to NPR. You consume communism all day long. It's in your eyes. It's in your ears all day, every day, all day, every day. Have you, you know these people. I call her liberal Aunt Peggy, but that's obviously just a placeholder for whoever the Democrat is in your life. You know them. When the subject of anything political comes up, are they reasonable? Calm? Do they want to have a logical conversation with you? No, they are religious fanatics. They are serving a power higher than themselves. And that's not just wonderful talk radio fodder. That's the truth. For them, it's a religion. That's why they attack all other established forms of religion. They view those religions as being competitors. So, back to the Aztecs, which you brought up, or edit various societies, the Phoenician societies like Carthage. You know, the famous Roman opponent Carthage. They were a Phoenician society. Phoenician societies were famous for this. How could you take your child and burn it alive? What? What? No parent could do that. No, wrong. You couldn't do that because you serve a different higher power for them. That's what the higher powers demanded. That's what the higher powers required. And the way it was always presented to them, the way they were taught is that is of the highest good, and that is a place of honor. If you are in Carthage and you take your sweet baby girl or baby boy and you throw them into the flames to be burned alive, you are honored for that, not just by the people around you, by the gods. What a place of honor. You ask how a person, any person, could take their child, manipulate them to the point the boy thinks he's a girl, the girl thinks she's a boy, start injecting them with things to the point where you're driving them to the surgeon to get body parts chopped up. How could that be possible? That's not possible, right? Nobody's that evil. Moms walk their own sons up to the altar to be kept, to be sacrificed. There is nothing new under the sun. If your, quote, higher power, if the thing you worship, if it tells you to do it, you will do it. You will. And not only will you do it, you've heard these people. You've heard them talk. You'll think you're the good guy. You'll think you're the place of honor person in society as you do it. I'm glad, Jennifer, and for everyone else, I'm glad you don't get it. I'd be worried if you fully got it. I don't fully get it. That's the best way I can explain it. When the higher power you serve tells you to groom, mutilate, and destroy your child, you will do it. Because it's a higher power, right? Now, along these lines, I'll try to get to a couple other emails. I only got to one there before I get back to the other stuff. Along these lines, does your mobile company participate in these culture war things? It's probably a good question to ask because remember, there are real world consequences downstream of money flowing to these causes. Do you pay for these things to be promoted and done? Do you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? No judgment. I've had all three in the past. It's time to switch. It's time to make the switch to Pure Talk. You never once, don't you want the freedom of this, that you never once have to worry about waking up in the morning and reading a headline about Pure Talk donating to trans kids? Isn't that lovely? To know that it's just an American company run by a Vietnam veteran who would never dream of that kind of sickness. And that you can switch. You can talk to an American while you switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris just asked me if Top Gun still holds up. And it still holds up. And here's why, Chris. You know why Top Gun's great? Top Gun's great because it's a story about competition. Military competition where all these pilots get together at this amazing school and they're all competing to be the best of the best. And that is the kind of thing that inspires Americans. Americans like it. Americans like it when the best people win, when people fight, when people, we love that stuff. Anyway, I owe you more emails before I get to the tax thing. Then we'll move on to other stuff. Hey, Jesse, how can you not like snakes, lizards, and spiders? I'm a woman and I adore these creatures. Looks like your son has higher T than you do. Combined with the ice cream at the bar incident, I'm questioning whether or not you might actually be a little girl. Should we call you Sweet Jessica from now on? Just because I don't like... I didn't say I was afraid of snakes. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of lizards and things like that. I just don't understand this concept of owning a pet that doesn't love you back? I don't understand that. My dog, Fred, He, as I've expressed to you, I've had dogs my whole life. We had Airedales and Black Labs and Yellow Labs and things like that. But Fred is by a mile, the dumbest, most useless dog I have ever had. And I know dogs. Again, I was raised with dogs. I am convinced, because here's what happened. I haven't told you this. Maybe I did. We had to sign up to get one of the litter that was upcoming. Fred is a golden doodle. It's not a designer dog. Stop calling it that. We had to sign up. Hey, you're going to get this litter, and I don't remember what month. You're going to get the part of the September litter, okay? We weren't supposed to get a litter in July because we were signed up to get one of the September litter. The lady calls us, the litter lady, the lady who has the golden doodles, and says, hey, we have an extra one. Do you want it now instead of September? Without thinking, I said, well, yeah, I'd rather have the dog early. Ob disagrees. I know she's just defending the dog, but I am almost positive an extremely knowledgeable dog person showed up to pick up Fred, and I don't know what kind of testing you would do, but I think they tested Fred and said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And then we got the call. Hey, you want the extra one? And I need to explain. Fred loves table scraps like any dog does. If Fred is 10 to 15 feet away or more, and I drop a French fry on the ground, Fred can't find it without assistance. You know how dogs are supposed to have this incredible nose, and you have to guide Fred to the French fry that's on the ground. So why do we love Fred? And it's not just me. The entire neighborhood, my mother, everyone knows Fred. Everybody. When they Fred, everybody knows and loves Fred. Why? He's a moron. Why? He loves you back. He freaking loves you back. That's why everybody loves Fred. What's the snake do? I love watching animals eat things. I've seen my son's python, I confirmed it was a python, I've seen it eat mice and rats, and don't get me wrong, that's really, really cool. For 10 seconds, it grabs it, and it wraps it, and it kills it, but it's not going to snuggle with you in the middle of the night. It's never going to love you back. That's why I don't get it, all right? I do get this. I do get why communism is always sold as being global. I get that. High-tax Massachusetts, this is from the Boston Herald, loses 182,000 people to other states in just the last 5 years. You know that communists know communism sucks. Did you know that? The communist elites, the dumb street animals never know. The feminists screeching at you in the road, they have no idea. They have no idea. But the elites know it sucks, and they know you'll try to escape it. That's why, inevitably, they started telling you that it had to be for the whole world. Because if it was just for your city, they know you'll move out of the city. And they know if it's just for your state, they know you'll move out of the state. If it's just for your country, you'll leave that country. It has to be for the entire planet, or everyone will escape it. And the communist elites know this. That's why they built the Berlin Wall, to keep the East Germans inside. That's why when the Bolsheviks took over Russia, they started taking away people's passports and setting up checkpoints, not to keep illegals out, to keep Russians in so you couldn't leave. They all know it sucks. They know you'll hate it. That's part of what makes it so evil. It's not, I keep trying to explain this to the right. The right is constantly trying to tell them, but that won't work. The communist knows it won't work. But rent control won't work. He knows. He knows it sucks. He knows it's going to ruin everything. He knows it's going to cause more misery and more poverty. He knows. You're not informing him of anything he doesn't already know. He's a low-life demonic scumbag trying to destroy and gather power and ruin everything. He knows it won't work. Remember that clip of Mamdani? I don't have it in front of me, but it just popped in. Remember that Mamdani clip where he was asked before he was elected mayor of New York, they're going to leave. And he starts talking about how they're just going to try to track him down out of state. Did you know the state of California, I should say this is alleged right now. I don't have confirmation of this. It's been alleged that the state of California, they're sending letters to people who have left the state demanding proof that they don't reside in California anymore because California is mad that the taxpayers are leaving California. They know it sucks. They know you're going to leave. They don't care. They're not swayed by it at all. All right, we still have an hour. I'll briefly address Iran. Briefly. Don't care about it. I'll explain that in a moment. I'll briefly address Iran. We're going to talk about communists using power. We'll get to emails, Ukraine, and more. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.